Continue the Gospel of Luke chapter 12 today.
今天我们继续路加福音第十二章。
Starting this year, we'll be looking at a series of Luke exclusive passages, and this is one of them. Luke chapter 12, verse 13 to 21.
今年开始我们来看那个路加福音。
Luke chapter 12, verse 13 to 21, I'll read in English. 看华语的你们可以看 PowerPoint. Luke chapter 12, verse 13. Someone in the crowd said to him, meaning Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me." Jesus replied, "Man, who appointed me a judge or an arbiter between you?" Then he said to them, "Watch out. Be on your guard against all kinds of greed. Life does not consist in an abundance of possessions." And he told them this parable. The ground of a certain rich man yielded an abundant harvest. He thought to himself, "What shall I do? I have no place to store my crops." Then he said, "This is what I'll do. I'll tear down my barns and build bigger ones, and there I will store my surplus grain. And I'll say to myself, 'You have plenty of grain laid up for many years. Take life easy. Eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this very night your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself? This is what it will be with whoever stores up things for themselves, but is not rich towards God.'" Now, one time I received a call from a guy.
有一次我接到一通电话。
Pastor, I know my mother attends your church.
牧师，我知道我母亲去你的教会。
But I feel she's not spiritual enough.
但我觉得她不够属灵。
Do you think you can arrange some equipping courses or Bible study classes for her to attend?
你可以安排一些查经班或者是那个装备课程让她参与吗？
Now, if you were me, what would your response be?
如果你是我，你的反应会是怎样的呢？
Think about it for a while.
想一下。
You might say, "Wow, great!"
你可能会说，好。
You know, equipping and discipleship courses are very important.
装备和门徒训练课程是非常重要的。
I'm glad to see you are so supportive and caring for your mother's spiritual growth.
我很高兴的看到你是如此的支持和关心你母亲的灵命的增长。
And I'll follow up with her and see what I can do.
我看看我能做些什么。
Now that will be a very reasonable response.
这将是一个非常合理的回应。
Or maybe you have some other similar ideas.
或者你可能有其他一些类似的看法。
Now what you would surely not expect is my actual response to this guy.
你肯定不会猜到我当时真正的那个反应。
So after hearing his request, you know, "Can you organize some Bible classes for my mother?"
在听到他的要求他要求说我安排一些查经班给他妈妈。
This is how I responded.
这是我的回应。
Sir,
先生，
I want the truth from you.
我要你说实话。
Did you or did you not chase your mother out of the house and threaten her with a cleaver?
你有没有将你母亲赶出房子并用那个菜刀来威胁她？
This guy was flabbergasted.
那个人大吃一惊。
What? No.
什么？没有。
Is that the truth?
是不是真的？
Yes, yes.
是的，是的。
Very well, don't do it again. Click.
好极了，不要再犯，挂电话。
Yes, this really happened.
是的，这件事情真的有发生。
My response to this guy was to interrogate if he had abused his mother.
我的反应是询问他是否有欺负他的妈妈。
Anybody managed to see it coming?
有人猜到牧师的反应吗？
Kind of a short ending to a seemingly harmless request, right?
对一个看起来没有害的要求，一个很惊讶的结局。
Imagine responding to all cold calls in that way.
想象对这类电话都有这种反应。
Do I need credit cards?
我需要信用卡吗？
What about you?
你呢？
Do you kick your mother out of the house?
你有把你母亲赶出家吗？
No, well, don't do it again. Click.
没有，很好，不要再做。
They will never call you again.
他们再也不会打给你了。
Now you might wonder why I responded to this guy in this way.
你可能会想，为什么我如此的回应这个人呢？
What you did not know was that his mother just called me weeks before, complaining about his son who did all these things.
你不知道的是，他的妈妈在几个星期前打电话给我，抱怨他儿子对他所做的这些东西。
She said that he kicked his kicked her out of the house and threatened her with a cleaver.
他说他把他赶出家门并用菜刀威胁他。
And that was preceded by years of mother and son mutual bickering and slandering.
在这之前有多年的母亲和儿子之间的互相争吵和那个辱骂。
The mother will say this and that about her son.
她妈妈会说儿子这样这样那样。
And then the son will have another version of the story.
然后儿子会有另外一个故事的版本。
I remember when I first stepped into this muddle.
我记得当我第一次介入这个混乱的局面。
A well-respected elder actually kindly advised me to slowly step away.
一个受人尊敬的长老好心的叫我慢慢的退出这个局面。
Because in the end, this pair of mother and son, what they really want from me wasn't really spiritual advice.
因为到最后，这对母子想要的不是那个我的那个属灵的那个意见。
The pastor is just one of their many tools that they use as a weapon against the other.
牧师只是他们用来对付彼此的其中一个那个武器之一。
I bet you didn't know that the pastor can be used in this way.
我猜你也猜不到牧师可以这样子被利用。
And I suspect that is what's happening in our passage today.
我怀疑这就是发生在我们今天的经文里面。
This guy came to Jesus with a request.
这个人来到耶稣面前有一个要求。
Someone in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me."
众人中有一人对耶稣说，夫子，请你吩咐我的兄长和我分开家业。
And then Jesus replied, "Man, who appointed me as a judge or an arbiter between you?"
耶稣说，你这个人。谁立我做你们断事的官，给你们分家业呢？
Now you must understand that this is quite a weird and surprising response from Jesus because religious leaders at that time often played such legal roles.
这是一个耶稣一个非常奇怪的反应，因为在当时那些宗教领袖往往是扮演着那个法律的角色。
Because religious rules and civil laws, they were all part of the Jewish law.
因为宗教规则和民事法律都是犹太人法律的一部分。
And we will explore this part in greater detail when we talk about Deuteronomy at the second part of this year.
我们在今年下半年在当我们讨论生命记的时候，我们在做深入的讨论。
But anyway, so when this guy, had this response from Jesus,
当这个人得到耶稣这样的反应时
，He could have responded, "Who appointed you?"
他可以说是谁指派你的
？Well, you appointed yourself when you go around teaching the law and making yourself a rabbi.
你是自己任命自己，你到处教导，让自己成为一个拉比。
So the issue here isn't that Jesus wasn't qualified to do this kind of thing.
这里的问题不是说耶稣不适合做这个仲裁的
，but rather his response tells us that he has actually intentionally sidestepped the request.
他的回应告诉我们，他故意的。回避这个问题。
And I think he did this because he didn't want to be used as a tool between their sibling rivalries.
因为他不想要被他们利用来当作是他们兄弟之间争执的那个工具。
Instead, Jesus questioned his motives towards the inheritance.
相反的，耶稣质疑他对他的家业的那个用意。
And in doing this, he used it as a teachable moment against greed itself.
他用它来做一个对贪婪的那个教导。
And he said, "Watch out, be on your guard against all kinds of greed."
他对众人说，你们要谨慎自守，免去一切的贪心。
And then he said this, "Life does not consist in an abundance of possessions."
因为人的生命不在乎家道丰富。
Now essentially, Jesus is saying that this guy had greedy intentions, in his request.
耶稣就是说这个人在他要求里面有那个贪婪的那个意图。
And it will be a very foolish way to live his life if he think that this, inheritance is that important.
如果他认为这个家业是非常重要的，他的生活方式是非常愚蠢的。
He wants this guy and also all the rest of his disciples to reevaluate what is the meaning of life and what should be their proper attitude towards possessions.
他希望这个人和他的门徒能够重新的审视生命的意义和他们对那个财产的态度。
And so, life does not consist in an abundance of possessions.
生命不在于财产的丰富。
That is the main message for today.
这是今天讲到的主要信息。
May I have a show of hands who agrees with this message?
同意这个说法的请举手。
Nobody? Who agrees with this message and say, "Yes, of course, this is true."
谁同意的？
So few of you?
这么少而已啊。
Well, I guess my message is done since nobody agrees.
我猜我已经完了。
Well, when I was preparing this sermon, I realized that actually most of us, yes, we agree with this message.
当我在准备这篇讲道时，我意识到很多人其实都同意这个讯息。
Yeah, life is not about possessions.
生命不单单是财产。
If you ask, you know, true to your heart, you say yes, it's about my friends, my family.
它是关于你的朋友和你的家人。
Some of you are more pious. You say, oh, it's actually about God.
我们当中比较虔诚的会说是关于神的国度。
And if I suspect if I were to accuse anyone here of greed,
我猜如果我这边指责任何人贪心的话
，you are greedy, you are greedy.
你和你是贪心的。
I suspect that when I point at you, you will feel indignant.
你一定会觉得不高兴。
No, I'm not a greedy person.
不，我不是一个贪心的人。
Notice that in today's passage, Jesus also did not directly accuse the guy of greed.
在今天的经文里，请注意到耶稣也没有直接的指责那个人贪心。
I think in terms of possessions, most people feel justified with what they have, and they feel that they deserve all their entitlements.
在财产方面，大多数人都会觉得是他们自己应得的。
Many of us feel nothing wrong with what we have, maybe because we feel that we have earned it.
我们之中许多人都觉得我们所拥有的是没有问题的，因为我们靠我们赚取的。
And also the amount of possession is actually quite a highly subjective matter.
财产的多少是非常的主观的。
How much is too much?
何谓太多？
Chances are you find those who are richer than you, they have too much.
通常你会发现那些比你富有的人他们有太多。
Then I'll ask you, what about those poorer than you?
那些比较比你没有这么富有的怎么办呢？
Maybe compared to you, maybe you have too much?
可能你有太多呢？
No, then you say, no, they deserve their current fate. What I have, just nice.
没有，他们是应得的，我的只是刚刚好。
I doubt anybody will admit that, I'm now currently at a greedy level.
我相信没有人会贪心，没有人会承认自己现在是贪心的。
But if you think that, I've already known the message, and you feel that I'm quite secure in your own life, I would think that you need to be careful here.
我想提醒你，如果你认为你明白今天的讯息，而觉得自己生活很有安全感，我要请你小心。
Jesus used the words "watch out" and "to be on your guard" to describe our proper attitude towards greed.
耶稣用了谨慎和自守的字眼来形容我们对贪心应有的态度。
And both of these words are words describing vigilance, describing extreme prudence.
这两个词都是描述那个警惕还有那个谨慎。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because there are all kinds of greed.
因为有非常多种的贪心。
This is how Jesus described all kinds. There are many different kinds of greed.
耶稣形容说那有很多不同的贪心。
Greed can be very sneaky.
贪心可以是非常的狡猾的。
And the temptations of greed can come in many forms.
它的诱惑可以以不同的方式出现。
When we hear about greed, we imagine this guy with dollar signs in his eyes.
当我们想到那个贪心，我们也想到一个人，他眼里有那个钱的符号。
And he's rubbing his hands gleefully at the sight of money.
他看着那个钱，然后搓着手在那边看着那个钱。
But whether it's the rich landowner in the parable or the guy with a request, they don't fit this caricature at all.
不管是那个富有的，或者是那个有要求的人，都不和这个漫画的这个图像不符合。
In the end, greed isn't about how much we have or how much we don't have.
贪心不是我们有多少或者我们没有多少
，but rather is our perception towards what is possession, what's the meaning of possession itself.
而是我们对那个财产的看法。
What do you feel about having things, or what do you feel about wanting things?
你对已拥有和想要拥有的有什么看法呢？
Now Jesus know that we all have this bias within us.
耶稣知道我们每个人都会偏向自己。
We are self-defensive, and we would think that greed refers to the other guys.
我们非常的那个自卫我们会想贪心都是指的别人。
No, not us. I'm not greedy.
不是我。
And so he approached this issue in a quite interesting way, a very different way.
所以他以不同的方式来处理这个事情。
The litmus test to our true perception towards possessions is a thought experiment.
我们对财产真正的那个看法的试金石是一个思想的实验。
And he used a parable.
一个比喻。
Now in this thought experiment,
在这个思想的实验
，A rich man has a very unexpectedly bountiful harvest, abundant harvest.
一个富有的人有一个意想不到的那个丰收。
Now, what would this person do?
啊，这个人会怎么做呢
？An unexpected, abundant harvest.
一个意想不到的丰收。
Maybe you should ask yourself, what would you do?
你可能要问自己，你会怎么办
？This sounds like those hypothetical questions who ask you what happens if you suddenly win $1 million.
这听起来好像那种假设性的问题啊！假设你突然间赢了100万，你会怎么做呢
？But nowadays $1 million is nothing in Singapore already.
在现在100万是不是很大的数目
？But maybe you should ask yourself, what would you do?
啊，你要问一下自己，你会怎么做
？Now this guy decided that he will build a bigger storage space to accommodate all this extra harvest.
啊，那个人决定建立一个更大的储存空间来。容纳那些额外的那些收获。
No, it sounds like a good plan.
啊，听起来是一个很好的计划。
By enlarging his current storage space itself, he wouldn't have to convert all his, you know, valuable farmland to store all these things.
通过那个扩大他现有的储存空间，他就不需要浪费那些好的土地来把它改为仓房。
And so I think the actual problem lies with the next line.
所以我认为问题是出在那个下一节。
This is.The guy's perception towards possessions.
这是那个人对财产的看法。
He said, "I will say to myself, 'Hey, you have plenty of grains for many years.'"
啊，他会对自己说，我的灵魂啊，你有许多财物积存，可做多年的费用。
Take life easy, eat, drink, be merry.
啊，只管安安逸逸的吃喝快乐吧。
Now, why is this a problem?
啊，为什么这是一个问题呢
？Because this plan is totally self-centered.
因为这个计划完全是以自我为中心。
It doesn't account for God's plan.
啊，完全没有考虑到上帝的计划。
And so God said to him.
所以上帝告诉他
，You fool,
无知的人啊
！In the Bible, we always refer to fool not in terms of somebody with a low intellect, but rather somebody who doesn't think about God.
啊，在圣经里，我们不把无知人指为那些低能的，是指那些不听上帝话语的人。
And he said, "You fool! This very night, your life will be demanded from you."
无知的人啊，今夜必要你的灵魂。
And who will get what you have prepared for yourself?
你所预备的要归谁呢
？And what this question means is, if you die tonight, can you still enjoy all your abundant storage that you so-called have for yourself?
这个问题是，如果你今晚死了。你的那些财产，你能够享受吗
？Simply put, the plan, yes, is a good plan from a business perspective.
啊，简单的说，从商业的角度来看，这是一个很好的计划。
But it is the thought that it will provide security and comfort for the future that is the thought that is foolish.
但是如果那个有这个，它是为了未来的那个安全性和那个舒适性的这种想法呢，是愚蠢的。
Because if you die, all the possessions will have no use to you.
因为如果你死了，你的财产对你来说是没有用的。
So you thought that you were rich?
你认为你是有钱的。
You thought that all these possessions, they are true riches?
你认为这些啊财产是真正的财富。
What happens to these things when you die?
啊，当你死后，这些财富会变成什么呢
？You can't take it with you.
你也带不走他们。
In the end, these things meant nothing.
到最后，这些东西都是没有意义的。
And this is why I think this is a very excellent thought experiment from Jesus.
所以我认为这是一个非常好的那个思想的实验。
Because death cuts at the very temptation of possession.
财产诱惑的开始，也就是死亡的开始。
Why do we want things? Think about it.
为什么我们想要东西呢
？Well, first of all, of course, there's the enjoyment of the thing itself.
啊，当然是要享受。
But there is also the satisfaction of ownership.
但是也有那个拥有的那种满足感。
It's the sense of security when something tangible belongs to you.
是那种当有形的东西属于你的时候那种安全感。
And this is why this guy asked Jesus to divide up the inheritance for him.
这也就是为什么这个人叫耶稣吩咐他的兄长和他分开家业。
It isn't enough that he will eventually get what belongs to him.
虽然在他最后拥有那些东西，但对他来说还是不够的。
He wants to own it now. He wants to possess it now.
他现在就想拥有它。
Why? Because possessions make us feel stronger, make us feel richer.
为什么呢？因为财产让我们更有力量，更安全。
You know, I'm not just I.
我不仅是我自己。
I'm I plus all these assets that I have.
我是我再加上我的财产。
Technically, yes, you are right.
技术上来说是对的。
Until death comes along.
一直到死亡的出现。
And then you realize from this thought experiment that you are just you, not nothing else.
从这个思想的实验，你就会了解到你只是你自己。
You can't take it with you.
你也不能把它带走。
It isn't only that you can't take it with you, but you also didn't bring it along in the first place.
这不只是你不能把它带走，你也没有把它带来。
There is a reason why Jesus used an abundant harvest as an analogy for the inheritance.
耶稣把那个丰收作为继承权的比喻是有原因的。
Because both are possessions that you didn't really earn.
因为两个都是你不需要付出就可以赚取的那个财产。
Both are things that happened to you.
两者都是发生在你身上的事。
But if you think about it, even if you feel that you did earn your possession,
但是即使你有赚取你的那个财产
，Can you claim that it was really based on your effort alone？
你可以说是完全靠你自己吗
？In the recent American presidential election，
在最近的美国总统选举中
，Barack Obama made a serious gaffe that almost cost him the election。
奥巴马犯了一个严重的过失，几乎让他输了他的竞选。
And this is a part of his speech where he was arguing for higher taxes for the rich。
是他在当他的那个主张提高对富人税收的那个演讲里面。
See if you can spot the gaffe when I say this part of the speech.
看看你是否能够看到他的那个过失。
Obama said there are a lot of wealthy and successful Americans who would agree with me.
奥巴马说，很多富有成功的美国人都同意我的看法。
He's referring to the higher taxes, and he says they want to give something back.
他们想回馈社会。
They know that they didn't.
他们知道他们没有。
Look, if you have been successful, you didn't get there on your own.
如果你已经成功，你并不是单单靠自己。
You didn't get there on your own.
你不是单单靠自己。
I'm always struck by people who think that, well, this must be because I'm just so smart.
我总是被那些认为自己是因为自己太聪明了，我对他们这些态度感到惊讶。
There are a lot of smart people out there, I tell you.
到处都有很聪明的人。
Or it must be because I work harder than everybody else.
还是也是因为我比别人更加的努力。
Let me tell you something.
让我告诉你一件事。
There's a whole bunch of hardworking people out there.
有非常多勤奋的人。
If you were successful,
如果你是成功的
，someone along the line gave you some help.
在你成功的过程，你得到一些人的帮助。
There was a great teacher somewhere in your life.
在你生命中的某处有一个伟大的老师。
Someone helped to create this unbelievable American system that allows you to thrive.
有人创造了这个令人难以置信的美国的那个系统，让你茁壮成长。
Somebody invested in roads and bridges.
有人投资在道路和桥梁。
If you got a business,
如果你已经有了一个业务
，you didn't build that.
你没有建立那个业务。
Somebody else make that happen.
是别人帮你建的。
The internet didn't get invented on its own.
互联网不是自己发明的。
Government research created the internet so that all the companies could make money off the internet.
政府的研究创造了互联网，所以让所有的公司能够通过互联网来赚钱。
And this is the part of his speech.
这是他的演讲的一部分。
Did you manage to spot the gaffe?
你有看到他的过失吗？
Well, it came from this line.
来自这一句话。
If you have got a business, you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
如果你已经有一个业务，你没有建立那个业务，是别人建立的。
你没有建立那个。
那个业务。
The Republicans capitalized over this phrase, you didn't build that.
共和党抓住他这一句话，你没有建立那个业务。
那个。
那个业务，
那个
okay, 那个，那个。
How dare you question the efforts and success of good, honest, hardworking businessmen?
你怎么可以质疑那些淳朴、善良、勤劳的商人呢
？We built that.
是我们建立的。
We made that happen.
是我们实现的。
Obama is punishing the rich by poo-pooing their well-deserved claims on their success.
奥巴马惩罚那些富有的，贬低他们当之无愧的那个成功。
Well, is their accusations true?
他们的指责是否是属实的呢
？No，
不是的。
First of all, this gaffe is taken out of context, as you can see。
首先，奥巴马这个演讲的过失是被人家断章取义。
When he said that you didn't build that，
当他说你没有建立那个
，that， yes， you can see actually refers to the American system， which includes the roads， the bridges， and then later the internet。
啊，那个是指那个美国的制度，包括道路和桥梁和那个互联网。
You didn't build that。
你没有建立那个。
And secondly, I think more importantly, I agree with the premise of his speech.
其次更重要的是，我同意他演讲的那个前提。
Nobody can build their success alone.
没有人可以靠自己，单单靠自己而成功。
Sometimes it's good fortune.
有时候是靠一些运气。
Other times it is because many has contributed to your growth, contributed to your work as well.
其他时候是有许多的人。对你的成长和你的工作做出了很多的贡献。
My point is that not only did you not, can you not take it with you when you die?
我想说的是，你不但不能把它带走，当你死的时候不能把它带走。
My point is that you also didn't bring it with you when you were born.
你在你出世的时候，你也没把它们带来。
Even if you want to claim ownership on your possessions, on your success.
即使你想说你拥有你这些那个财产啊，你的成就啊
，You cannot deny that it was never full ownership.
你也不能够否认你没有那个完全的拥有权。
And this is why I admire Warren Buffett.
这是为什么我很钦佩那个 Warren Buffett.
He has chosen to systematically give his fortune, everything of his fortune, to charity until the day he died.
他选择了有系统的把他的财富捐给那个慈善机构，一直到他死的那一天。
His children will not inherit a significant proportion of his wealth.
他的孩子将不会承袭他的大部分的财富。
Buffett once commented that I want to give my kids just enough so that they feel that they can do anything, but not so much that they feel that they can do nothing.
他曾经说，我要给我孩子的只要足够让他们觉得让他们能够做。任何事情，但是不会多到他们觉得不需要再做任何事情。
Now I think he realized the dangers of possessions.
我想他意识到他财产的那个危险。
And I think he's wise.
他是一个理智的。
Because his children will not end up like the man in the parable.
因为他的孩子将不会沦落到像那个第十九节里面的。
The man who said, "I have plenty of grain laid up for many years. I can take life easy."Eat, drink, and be merry.
有许多的财富积存可做多年的费用，只管安安逸逸的吃喝快乐。
Now we begin this year 2013 with a sermon series on Luke.
我们2013年开始，我们用那个路加开始路加福音的讲道系列。
And I think that Luke has quite an interesting, unique perspective on what is the gospel.
我认为路加对福音有非常独到的见解。
As I said last week, it's a topsy-turvy song for a topsy-turvy world.
在一个颠三倒四的歌，在一个颠三倒四的世界里。
Things must change.
必须改变的。
The income gap between the rich and the poor is widening.
那个贫富悬殊之间那个差距越来越大。
Not just in Singapore, but throughout the world.
不仅仅是在新加坡，全世界各地都是一样。
Now in Singapore, in a meritocratic society,
在新加坡这个任人唯才的社会里，
you would think that what you have is based on your merits.
你认为你所拥有的是建立在你自己的优点上。
You really think so?
你真的这么认为呢？
Your worth is based on what you have, is judged based on your possessions.
你的身价是根据你有多少，还有你的财产。
If you are poor, it probably means that you're not very good in your abilities.
如果你是穷的，意味着你的能力不是很好。
And so we crave, when we crave for social status, we also crave for things. We crave for possessions.
所以当我们渴望那个社会的地位，我们也渴望那个事物和那个财产。
But at the beginning of this year, I want to ask you.
所以在今年2013年开始，我想问你
，But what would God say to you？
上帝会怎样跟你说呢
？You fool! This very night, your life will be demanded from you, and then what? Who will get what you have prepared for yourself？
无知的人啊，今夜必要你的灵魂，你所预备的，谁要归谁呢
And this is how Jesus concluded. This is how it will be with whoever stores up things for themselves, but is not rich towards God.
耶稣这样的总结，凡为自己积财，在上帝面前却不富足的，也是这样。
But what is rich towards God?
什么是在神面前富足呢？
We'll explore this theme as we look through the entire Luke and Acts.
我们将通过路加福音和使徒行传来讨论这个问题。
But today, in the first Sunday of this year,
但今天2013年的第一个主日，
I want us to make this commitment.
让我们大家都做出一个承诺。
Let us make this commitment.
让我们大家都做出一个。
We say to ourselves, "Yes, I may not fully understand what is true riches."
我们对自己说，我可能不明白什么是真正的财富。
But I know that true riches is never found in my possessions.
但我知道真正的财富是不会在我的财产里面找到的。
Let us pray.
我们祷告。
Our Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you because you have revealed yourself to us in true wisdom in Jesus Christ. Lord, teach us to be wise, to see the real facets of things, what is true, what is real riches. Teach us to be wise in everything we do and make us vigilant, make us watchful, make us careful. Let us be guarding against all kinds of greed. Help us, O Lord. Let us stay away from temptations. And all this we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. 我们现在